This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And hopefully you have a wonderful Wednesday. Welcome into Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you on this. Should be a glorious Wednesday. A little Royals action at 2:45. Supposed to have good weather. Mow your damn lawns if you have to today, because it's just going to rain all weekend.
Can we cancel Memorial Day and move it to another weekend? I mean, we're still taking Monday off, but we're changing the holiday to a different day, because this weather weekend's going to suck, man. I was telling Dusty before the show, everything we had planned for this week has already been canceled. It was all outdoor activities.
Damn.
And everybody's looking at that weather and going, man, this weekend's going to suck. And it is cold, rainy, raw, damp, nasty.
Raw.
I don't want it, man. I don't want it at all this
Can
Memorial
I ask
Day.
What raw is?
You're 37 years old and you don't know the term raw when it comes to weather. I mean,
Mac,
never,
do you know?
I'm not gonna lie, Bob. I don't know for
really
sure.
913 damp. Five. You've never heard that term raw before.
I don't think so.
All right, raw. I've heard raw. Like, you know, some people cook your steaks. You know, sushi Monday night raw.
Yep.
Raw weather never registered. And I'm a man of learning new things every day. Like, cold as hail.
That was
it's
a good one.
It's not cold as hell. Did you know that?
Love that.
T-I-L. Cold as hail. Because hail is frozen. Am I supposed to be, like, dumb for just realizing this?
No, I think everybody realized that one, too. Who the hell says cold as hail? I mean, nobody's ever said that.
It's cold as hail.
You think they say hail because they're from the, you know, the Midwest or the South, and they got a twang on them, right? It's cold as hail out here in Missouri.
Yeah, cold as hail. And then they look it up and tell you, yeah, hail is a frozen substance, so it's cold because hell is fire and brimstone.
That's right, because it never made any sense. True. It's cold as hell. What do you mean it's cold as hell? That doesn't make any sense, right?
I was blown away
by that. It's
actually
chomping at the bit.
Champion. KMBZ.
Pretty new carpets.
I am a digital sheriff. That's all true as well.
Yes.
This weekend could be a little slop pit. Could be a slop dog of a weekend. Well, that's why you just do inside activities, you know? You guys did on Tuesday.
I just wanted to debut the grill.
I wanted to have the outside.
Why can't you debut the grill? You have a propane grill.
Yeah, but it's hard to cook outside in the rain.
When it's raining.
You know, when
you
it's
ever
raining.
Heard of an umbrella?
Yeah, I guess
you don't
true.
You don't really want to do that, though. I understand where you're coming from.
The umbrella, you flip with the tongs. It's really not hard.
Nah, I get it, man. I'm with you. The rain,
not the
just,
vibe.
You're exactly right.
It's going to rain Friday and never stop until Tuesday.
It is. It's going to be terrible out there. So I'm with you on that. You don't want to go outside and grill and do all that kind of stuff. Like, it does. The weather kills the vibe on everything. Like, if it's not a nice day, man, the vibe is done. And especially for a holiday, man, we're celebrating the beginning of summer and everything. Mm-hmm. That goes along with it, and it's going to be 65 and raining. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be 80 and sunny. Let's go.
We'll be all right. At least the Royals aren't in town. They'll be in Minnesota. Hopefully it doesn't rain there, but I would assume that if it's here, it eventually will be there. But, you know, hopefully low chances. Hopefully it misses it. At least living in Lee's Summit. Sorry, Kansas guys. We have the Tog and Oxy split, so we never get hit with anything severe. It always just kind of parts its own way.
They'll start calling that the new Chief Stadium split out there. That's about where it's going to end up.
Tog and Oxy? The Tog and Oxy Chiefs?
Yep.
That'd be interesting.
That's what their high school is, the Chieftains.
I have no idea. I don't even know where Tog and Oxy is. I just know it splits weather in half, and we never get any good weather, so... That's the only thing I know about that. I think Alex Gold even references it because he says he grew up close to Tonganoxie.
He did not.
That's what he said.
No, he did not grow up close to Tonganoxie.
He says he's a Tong man. That's what they called each other back then. We're Tongs. Tongs, stand up. Let's go out and party. Here comes Gold. Not sure how much of the Royals game you guys watched last night. It wasn't really exciting, but typical 3-2, a loss. By the way, did you tail the parlay? You didn't. You would have won money last night. Your
Dang
boy,
it.
$50 winner last night.
Good job.
Under in the first game of the Western Conference Finals. Under in the Royals game of 8. No runs in the first inning. Royals are San Fran.
Nice.
Boom, boom, boom. It's a good
night. Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Did you end up doing the chicken gyros?
I did. They didn't. Wasn't good.
Oh, no.
The pita wasn't good.
Where'd you get the pita from?
I just grabbed it off the shelf.
Okay.
I didn't know which one to buy, so I just grabbed a pita off the shelf, and then
tzatziki sauce.
But it was just a mess yesterday.
Okay.
A lot going on, and you know, actually the house started on fire. I couldn't find the fire extinguisher yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
buried the lead.
Nah, it's not really. I mean, it was
kinda.
Well, you know, I was like taking the pan off, and I dropped something on the burner, and it's an electric burner, which sucks. I know, but this is what we have because they want $6,000 to put in gas or something. I'm not paying for that. So something fell on the burner. The flame started. I'm like, I can't. And of course, my wife doesn't answer the damn phone when I'm calling, you know, because I have too much to do. I can't worry about what you're calling about because it's insignificant. Meanwhile, the house is on fire. But you know, I never found it. And so I was able to put it out. I had a wet rag and I just kind of threw it on top of the fire and was able to put it out. But I'm like, oh my God, this thing, you realize how quickly these fires go. I mean, like,
well,
in an instant, like, it is like boom. I mean, I waited like a couple of seconds because I was doing something else and figured. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get this thing moving and put this thing out. So
scary.
You know, yeah. I mean, that message to everybody: be careful out there. Know where your dang fire extinguisher is, and if you don't, go look for it this morning and make sure you have it. Because I was like, I was seconds away from going, I don't know what I'm going to do here in this situation.
Throw flour on it.
Is that what it is? Flour?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was able to get a wet rag over the top of it and put it out. It wasn't that big of a fire, but I mean, in another 30 seconds, another 10 seconds, probably. Who knows? It probably could have gone up the back wall of that that stove. So. Yeah, it was a little wild for about 10 seconds yesterday and, you know, figured it out. So make sure you know where everything is in your house, man.
Still going. Still strong.
Whew.
That's a raw story. Have you ever had a fire in your apartment or your house or anything like that?
So you don't know a term, and now you're going to mock me for it all morning long,
no.
I guess, right? Like, I mean, like, raw is a very common term when it comes to weather. I mean, I've heard that for my entire life. People say, oh, it's a raw day outside. It's damp. It's dark. It's cold. It's nasty.
In the context of weather, raw generally refers to unpleasantly cold and damp conditions.
There you go. When is the date of origin of that word? It doesn't have like the graph where it shows you like by year. Because, you know, you can look your name up and see like when your name was popular and when your name fades out. My name hasn't been popular since 1976. Somehow 87, it came back for one shot and it failed immediately. No one's called Dust anymore.
No one's called Robert anymore. I'm sure nobody's called Mac either. Jaden, Aiden, Braden, Caden. Those are your names.
That's it.
Aiden, Braden, Jaden, and Caden. Go look at any roster for any youth league baseball team. There are two Aidens. There are two Jadens. There are three Cadens on the team. I mean, did you see the Tennessee Titans drafted two Jadens and a Jalen?
Yes.
I mean,
that's awesome.
Bang, bang, bang. Jaden, Jalen, and Jaden. I mean, those are the names right now. Mason, Grayson, those are names as well that are very popular right now. As you go through the life and you start to see what the kids are being named these days. And 10 years from now, when you all have kids, it'll probably be a lot different in names that we don't even know that are out there right now that people are going with.
North, west, all directions,
colors. Yeah, who knows what it's going to be? Or we're going to revert back to Jim, Joe, Bob, Dustin, Mac. You know, all the names, Peter, that we had long, long time ago. Kind of cyclical like that. But right now, we're in the age of Aiden, Jaden, Braden, Caden, Grayson, Mason. Those are the names.
We need more Stubbies.
We need more Stubbies.
Yes, we do.
I don't think that's a great nickname for somebody, though.
You need some, like, Edgars, Stubbies. By the way,
Edgar needs to come back as a name, too.
Edgar.
Yeah.
Call him Ned. I will say this. Mac Cotrero, 9 o'clock today. Jay Binkley at 6:45. Big, big retirement day, by the way, Mac. You don't know this. Today's Bob's last day in the carpool lane.
It is. Yeah, today is it.
This is retirement at 9 o'clock on the air today.
That's
bittersweet.
Yeah, it is bittersweet. Yes, because your kids are growing up, man. It sucks.
Okay, in that sense,
It sucks. Like my daughter, the last couple of days now that soccer's over, been picking up my younger daughter. I'm like, I'm going to take today. And they're like, why? I'm like, it's the last day I'm ever picking up my kids at school.
Dang,
that's crazy.
Think about that. Let that sit in for all you parents out there that are excited about the last day of school. And we all get excited, you know, about not being in that carpool lane for a couple of months. But that's time that's valuable to be with your kid just for a couple of minutes a day. And this is it. I'll never do this again today. Like, this is one of those lines of demarcation you envision when you're picking up in kindergarten and nobody's following the rules. And you deal with these nitwit parents and their silver minivans and all this kind of stuff. And then you realize, man, that's awesome time with your kid. You know, it's a couple minutes. It's not a long period of time. But this is it for me. Like, this is the end of an era this morning for me. And I sent my daughter a text about it. I go, this is it. Today's the last day I'm going to pick you up. I've loved watching you grow up. I love watching them both grow up. I mean, you know, freshman year of high school's over, eighth grade's over. I'm not picking them up anymore. That part of my life is done. And that sucks. I mean, it sucks, but it's good. You know, it's fun to see them grow up. It's cool to be a dad. It's cool to see the kids, you know, take that next step and whatnot. But man, like, being a dad and seeing the time just dissipate, you know, not to make a joke, but seriously, like, just dissipate right in front of your eyes, it sucks. It hurts. It's like, man, I can't believe it. Like, just yesterday they were born, you know, and now I'm getting a little emotional about it. I'm not going to lie. I am, and I think every parent's that way. Like, they always say the days are long and the years are fast, and, you know, the days have been really long and the years have been too damn fast, man, and so it's raw, man. I can't believe I'm getting emotional about it, but I am. I mean, this is it. It sucks. It's fun, but it sucks at the same time, you know? Fun to see him take that next step. Fun to see him grow up. Fun to see him do that thing, but it hurts as a dad, man. Like, you're losing your kid almost.
No,
I'm not.
No.
It feels that way.
You're getting a young adult, though. You kind of are losing a kid. You're getting a young adult.
I got two designated drivers now, so I'm very good at
that. That's exactly right.
You're gonna have a text after the show. Hey, sorry about the emotions for your thing.
Yeah.
You think you could give me your daughter's number? It's baloney. I need some pickup sometimes. Have a good day, Bob. Flex.
Flex. That's already been texted in. So you go from all this emotional stuff. I got two designated drivers for the summer now that they can drive me around. So you go from pregnant wife to teens.
To Maloney. You go from picking up kids to a kid getting picked up by kids.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I know that. Not the same feeling, but I remember, like, driving to Warrensburg, commuting my last year, being like, man, one day I'll never have to make this drive again. It's going to be awesome.
Right.
And then you turn in your books and you take your last exam and you're like, oh, I'm going to miss this 13 highway drive. This sucks. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna
it does,
because
reality sets in. Like, you know, life doesn't get easier when you grow up.
No, Max said it perfect the other day when he was like, my sister was crying after she graduated because, like, life's about to hit you and, like, you don't get a warning. It's like 98 in your face and it's going to hurt and you don't have any way to prepare for it. And people can tell you all these things to plan for, but no matter what, it's like you open the door on the first day of life and you're like, oh, Shoot.
It sucks. I mean, it really does. I mean, you have the closest experience to it because you're the youngest of the room. And I remember when life hit me for real, too. I left Lawrence, Kansas, driving to Texas. I cried my eyes out doing that because, you know, you're on to this next step. And let's be honest. I mean, it's not exactly a great time to be beginning your adult life. You know, it sucks. The world is not a great place right now, as we all know.
I think it's cool that you recognize those moments, though, Bob, and tell your kids about it, though. That's really important.
Yeah,
as they know how important these things are, and because they're 15, so they know everything. But it's like you're instilling these values and these things now. It's really cool.
Yeah, like you complain about having to do all this kind of stuff, and it stinks, and you're like, oh my god, I got to deal with these people, and most of the people in the parking lot give me anxiety because they're very selfish and they don't care about the rules and all that kind of stuff. But I remember just, you know, sitting there and watching their little faces run down from kindergarten or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it goes by in the blink of an eye. And here we sit on the last day that I'm going to be picking these kids up at school. It hurts, man. It really does.
I hope that one person that's always a jackass in the carpool lane shows up today and does something stupid because you'll never be there again. You'll knock on the window one last time. Hey, David, guess what? Everybody effing hates you. You're a piece of blank.
Did you see that video
yourself
last night?
I can't wait to see you tomorrow, Bob. Yeah, you'll never see me again.
Never see me again. Did you see that video of the Amazon driver at the person's house?
With the step?
Where she goes, you're the worst human being on earth. You order all your stuff from us. You're so lazy. I mean, went off on this.
Oh, my gosh.
It was outstanding.
Maybe I hadn't seen that one, but I know I've seen one because there's somebody that always wants their stuff at the front door, but they have a little step and they have to take the dolly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Over the step, and one of the Amazon drivers went to their Ring app, and they're like, dude, F you. Like,
yeah, it might have been the same person. It was a woman yelling, and then they showed a man just throw the step.
Yeah, because she requests to have her boxes on the door, and they have one step down. It's like, you come get it from the step.
And like, the woman's ordering, like, cases of water. And insane stuff that you don't I mean, it's awful. I mean, these people went off on this person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.